Pinna.
While you may have heard the name Carnegie Hall in relation to music and live performance, do you know that it also has educational online resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12, where they can learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Kids can check out games like Animal or Instrument, where kids listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or they can interact with Musical Explorers Around the World Map, which teaches kids different musical traditions from all over the planet. Carnegie Hall Kids ignites imagination in children with activities that both encourage musical curiosity and develop knowledge of musical concepts. So start their musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. So, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You point and click.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Adam Gitwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy little kid bedtime versions of the grim tales. The original grim fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird, and sometimes gross. And often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to walk into a classroom and tell one of the original grim tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a grim fairy tale? Let me help you decide. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, the story I'm going to tell today is grim. Nothing horrible happens, but there are some shocking bits. And a really mean little dude. If I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to 5, then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, just turn the volume down and count to 5 again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay, I'm at the classroom door now. There are kids inside, waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer, grimmest. Yes.
Have I heard this one?
I'm not sure. It is called Snow White and Rose Red.
Oh.
You may think, hearing the title of this story, that this is a sequel to Snow White, or some sort of spin-off.
It probably is.
You think it is? Like, you love Snow White, and now she's back! With a new sidekick, Rose Red. Or something. Well, this is not a Snow White spin-off. You guys ready?
Yep.
Once upon a time, there were two little sisters, Snow White and Rose Red, who lived in a hut in the forest with their mother. They were best friends, Snow White and Rose Red, and they loved to play together in the woods or by the stream or under the big hill by their house. One snowy night, when Snow White and Rose Red were cuddling with their mother before the fire, there was a knock on the door of their little hut. Their mother said,
"Quick, open the door. It must be a poor traveler caught in the snow."
Rose Red ran to the door and opened it, and a huge black bear stuck his head inside. Rose Red screamed. And dove behind a chair, while Snow White hid behind her mother. But the black bear said,
"Please, don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. I'm half frozen. I just want to warm myself a little."
So the mother said,
"Here, black bear, come warm yourself by the fire. Come out, Snow White and Rose Red. He won't hurt you. He's just cold.
Which is weird, because if your mom, like, allows a strange bear to come into your house and says, don't worry, it'll be fine, your mother has a problem and you should call somebody, okay?
Got it.
Okay, we're agreed.
Snow White and Rose Red came out from hiding. At first, they watched the black bear fearfully. But eventually, their fear fell away, and they began to tease the black bear, tickling his feet and pulling his fur. He growled, then laughed, then growled so loud the two girls shrieked. Then the black bear laughed again. After some time, the black bear got up, stretched his huge body, and told them he had to get back to his cave.
My brother is watching our treasure all alone,
said the black bear.
And everyone knows about the evil gnomes roaming around.
The evil blue Smurfs.
It's not an evil blue Smurf. It's an evil gnome that's completely different.
Well, Snow White and Rose Red didn't know anything about evil gnomes. But before they could ask, the black bear slipped out into the snow and disappeared. The next night, the snow was driving again, and again a knock came on the door. Snow White ran to answer it. When she opened the door, a giant brown bear stuck his muzzle in. Snow White screamed, jumped behind a chair, and Rose Red hid behind her mother. But the brown bear spoke and said,
My brother was here last night, and he said a more welcoming home he's never seen. Will you let me warm myself a little by your fire?
Well, the girls weren't nearly so frightened this time. They helped the brown bear beat the snow from his fur, and they tickled his feet and made him growl. And then he stood up and ate them all. The end.
I'm just kidding, that didn't happen at all.
Yes!
No, the brown bear was just as kind as his brother. After some time, he got up, stretched his huge body, and told them it was time he got back to the cave to help his brother guard their treasure.
Everyone knows about the evil gnomes roaming around,
he said, and he trundled off into the darkness before the girls could say,
We don't.
Well, every night thereafter, either the brown bear brother or the black bear brother visited Snow White and Rose Red, until the bears felt like part of the family. And still the bears groaned about evil gnomes, and still Snow White and Rose Red didn't know what they were talking about. But by now they had known the bears so long that it felt awkward to ask about the gnomes, since everyone was supposed to know about them already, apparently.
You ever been in that situation where, like, you've known somebody for a long time, but maybe, like, you'd never learned their name, and now you're just too awkward to ask their name or something like that, or ask to admit you don't know something? Yes?
Yeah. My mom goes by Cricket, but her actual name is Cornelia, and I didn't know that till I was, like, 5, and so I was like, Mom, who's that person calling you Cornelia?
That's awkward. That is like, Mom, I don't know your own name. Super awkward.
As winter ended and spring began to thaw the frozen ground, the black bear said,
We may see less of you these next many months. For while the gnomes are under the ground all winter, now that spring is here, they're on the prowl, and they'll be looking for ways to steal our treasure.
And indeed, from then on, the brown bear and the black bear came only once a week or so. But when they did come, they still growled and laughed as before. Snow White and Rose Red were spending more time outside, as it was spring and the days were warmer and warmer and the sunsets later and later. One day, the two little sisters were walking in the forest. They heard the sound of wood being chopped in the distance. And then they heard a loud...
Yeah!
And then they heard...
Help! Help! Oh, help me!
Snow White and Rose Red rushed to the sound, and they found a...
What do you think?
It's
a gnome!
It's a blue Smurf.
He was an old man, no taller than children's waists.
With a snow-white beard, a wrinkly old face, and a big bulbous nose. The gnome was hopping up and down and shouting. The tip of his long white beard was trapped in a tree trunk, under the blade of a tiny axe. Snow White put her face in front of his and said,
Excuse me, but what's happened?
The gnome snapped.
You nosy goose! I was chopping wood, and I got my beard caught! Why are you just standing there? Come help me!
Snow White and Rose Red rushed to help him. They began yanking at his beard, trying to free it from the tree.
Now! Now, you brutes! You big, clumsy barbarians! Now!
The girls stopped pulling.
Why have you stopped? I knew big people were lazy, but I didn't realize you'd give up that easily.
Snow White said,
It's very stuck. We'll have to run and get somebody.
Run and get somebody, you crazy blockheads! There's two of you already! That's twice too many!
Snow White and Rose Red looked at the beard caught in the tree trunk. Rose Red said,
There's nothing else to do. We'll have to cut off the tip of his beard.
Snow White agreed. She took a small pair of scissors from her pocket and snipped off the end that was caught in the wood. The gnome came free. Immediately, he shouted,
How dare you mutilate my beautiful beard!
He shook his fist at the girls.
Stay away from me, you brats!
What do we think of the gnome?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Yes?
He's crazy.
He's not very nice.
The gnome picked up a bag lying near him. It opened a bit as he picked it up, and it looked to the girls like it was full of gold. The gnome hefted it over his shoulder and hurried away. The next day was warm, and the thrushes were singing, and Snow White and Rose Red decided to go down to the stream. But as they approached the stream, they heard a voice shouting and cursing. They came closer and found the gnome, with a fishing rod lying beside him, and his beard hopelessly tangled in some fishing twine. The gnome pointed at the two girls.
You dumb giants! Get over here already! Can't you see my beard is stuck?
Snow White and Rose Red rushed over and began trying to tug the twine off the gnome's beard.
Ow! Ow! Are you trying to pull my beard off my face?
Well, the girls couldn't manage to get the gnome's beard untangled, So Snow White took out her scissors and cut the tangled part of the beard away.
Oh, you barbarian! You've disfigured me! Horrible! Oh, horrible!
He scooped up a bag that appeared to be full of gemstones and hurried off.
What is he doing just carrying bags of gold and bags of gems?
It's very suspicious.
It's the bear's treasure.
You think it's the bear's treasure?
Yeah.
The next day, the sun was shining and the sky was bluer than a berry. The girls decided to take a walk by the high hill near their home. As they came to the base of the hill, they heard a blood-curdling scream. They ran as fast as they could to find out the matter. They came to the mouth of a cave and saw the gnome screaming at the top of his lungs, with his beard caught in the claws of a big black bear. And a huge brown bear had his paw raised, ready to strike the gnome dead. Gold and gemstones were scattered all around them on the ground. The gnome was shouting,
"Unhand me, you big smelly rocks!"
The gnome saw Snow White and Rose Red. He began shouting at them.
"Hey, you kids, why don't you make your teddy bears leave me alone?"
Snow White and Rose Red looked at the bears. They were their friends, the black and brown bear brothers. Rose Red asked the bears,
"Why are you going to kill this poor gnome?"
And Snow White added,
"Yes, let him go."
The bears couldn't believe their furry ears. The black bear growled,
"Poor gnome! Let him go?"
And the brown bear added,
"This is the gnome that's been stealing our treasures."
"Your treasures?"
The gnome shrieked.
"I'm sorry! I insulted rugs when I called you that! You're dumber than rugs! This is gnome treasure!"
The brown bear roared and prepared to knock the gnome's head off. But the gnome shouted,
"Wait a second, you brainless fur face! Let me ask you a question. If you have any more patience than a baby with a bee sting, have you two always been bears?"
The bears hesitated. The black bear said,
No.
Snow White said,
"You haven't?"
"Yeah, we used to be boys,"
said the brown bear. Rose Red exclaimed,
"You did?
What, the talking didn't give it away?"
sneered the gnome.
"Of course they were boys! And when exactly did you become as handsome as you are now?"
"What? Handsome? Oh, you mean when did we start looking like bears?"
The brown bear thought about it.
"When we found this treasure, I guess?"
"Of course when you found the treasure, because it's gnome treasure. And if you take gnome treasure, you will be cursed every time, no matter what. Even if you're two dumb boys who know as much put together as one stick broken in half."
The bears stared at the gnome. Then the black bear said,
"So, how do we turn back?"
The gnome said,
"What do you think I'm trying to help you do? If you weren't as cabbage-headed as lettuce, you'd see that if you just let me take the gnome treasure back, you'd be boys again."
The bears stared at the gnome, stunned. Rose Red turned to the bears.
"Oh, let him take the treasure. Then you could come home and live with us,"
Snow White added.
"Please."
The bears looked at one another. They looked at the treasure. They looked at the gnome. They looked at Snow White and Rose Red. And then they ate the girls and the gnome. The end.
I'm just kidding, that didn't happen at all.
The bears agreed to let the gnome take the treasure and to return home with Snow White and Rose Red. They lumbered back to the little hut so the gnome had all the time he needed to make off with the treasure. All night, the bears remained bears. As the hours went by, they grew more and more nervous, wondering if the gnome had tricked them. Eventually, they fell asleep before the fire, as Snow White and Rose Red petted their fur. After a time, Snow White and Rose Red fell asleep too. In the morning, they were all woken by a shriek, for Snow White and Rose Red's mother had come into the main room of the little hut to find Snow White and Rose Red sleeping and two strange boys sleeping on the rug beside them. She woke them up, and they explained it all, and there was much rejoicing. And it was agreed that the boys should live with Snow White, Rose Red, and their mother, for they had been bears for many years, and their families were long gone. And Snow White and Rose Red and the two former bear brothers lived happily ever after. And so did the gnome. Or rather, once he got his treasure back, he was exactly as happy as he had been before. The end.
He was happy?
Not particularly. He was still a mean, angry little gnome. But at least he had his treasure back.
When?
Yes.
What if when the gnome got the treasure back, he turned into a bear?
Oh! Where's the gnome treasure? He's allowed to have the treasure, but I like that idea.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production. Created, written, and narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale Dark and Grim. Produced and edited by Ilana Milner. Casting and voice direction by Paula Gammon-Wilson. Sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC. Location recording by Jason Gambrell and Evan Viola. Characters voiced by Allison Lee Rosenfeld, Billy Bob Thompson, Sinofia Mitchell, David Wills, George Lambert, H.D. Quinn, Kaylin Lee Clinton, Kylie Claxton, Lori Himes, Mark Thompson, Marka Bartolo, and Tom Weiland. Special thanks to the staff and students at Brooklyn Friends School and Manhattan Country School. You guys are awesome.
The award-winning Pinna Original Podcast.
This story is weird.
That keeps us on the edge of our seats.
Until he heard a sound like thunder. It was coming closer and closer.
Is back.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest.
Season 3, plus full access to Season 1 and 2, is now available by subscribing to Pinna, the only audio on-demand streaming service custom-made for kids 3 to 12. Not ready to subscribe? You can now purchase Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest and tons of other podcasts by season. Head to pinna.fm to learn more. That's pinna.fm.
Pinna.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.